Blog Talk Radio.
Never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yes.
Anoint my feet,
celebrate
it raining now, here on the battleground.
For your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principality messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Matter of fact, we are already in battle. Thank God for each and every one that is here on this morning. It's October the 7th, 2022. Welcome. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are taking charge of our lives, and we're living it to the fullness. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I'm the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, and we honor our co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, who have been giving us outstanding lessons on this show. We have a spirit-filled lesson today, so we're going to get right into it. Let me make some announcements, and I want to, first of all, I want to say that we want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Certainly the word says that for those that love thee. So we want to pray for Jerusalem. It's there in war, and we know Jerusalem is the foundation, and when the Lord comes back, he's coming back to that area. There was an attack on the southern borders. They came by land, sea, and air. And some of the Israelites have been taken prisoners by the terrorist group. So we want to pray for them. We also want to pray for all those that are having surgery, those that are in the hospital. And we want to keep our brothers and sisters in prayer. I want to say that this is the month of October, and those of you that can, I thank those that have already, but if those of you that can, if you could send a donation to Amazing Grace Ministries, we will appreciate it. You could send that donation to P.O. Box 348-411, Chicago, Illinois, and that's Amazing Grace Ministries. Again, we're still working on the classes, and we're going to get those set. We might have to postpone them to 2024. I haven't gotten any suggestions as of yet, and I want to develop those classes to meet your needs. So if you can continue to think about it, and then once you have, you can text me. And my cell phone number is 309-750-7584. So if you're blessed by this show, please give me a text. If you want to see other topics talked about and discussed on this show, please give me a text. And also, I want to decree a blessing to you out in radio land that takes the time to listen to this show. May the Lord open up your cupboards and bless you with prosperity, mind, body, and soul. So we are on the air every Saturday at 9 a.m. And if you want a copy of this link, again, you can text me and I will send you the link. You can always go back to listen to each and every show that we produce on Blog Talk Radio. And I do have the links to those shows. And I'd be happy to give those links to you. So with all announcements being said, let's get into our lesson. We have a word that will illuminate your heart. It's designed to lift you up, to give you a greater understanding and greater levels in our Lord Jesus Christ. It is there to comfort you in your time of suffering, because there will be suffering. It is there to take you on a journey. The word will give you greater peace, greater hope, and it will bring us closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have set, he's setting the pace for victory in our lives. We are fighting the good fight of faith, y'all. And certainly, we're using our spiritual weapons to do this. Now, this is a new month. Mm-hmm. We got a new theme. And that theme is, it's harvest time. I'm going to say it again, it's harvest time. We are in the last quarter. Praise God. I want to say thank God to each and every one that's on the line on this morning. Those of you that have tuned in, thank you so very much for tuning in. So we are in the last quarter. We are in the last quarter of this year, October, November, and December. 3 months, 3 months, and we'll be in a new year. And it is harvest time. It is time to reap what we have been sowing. So today we are discussing facing the enemy. And this is part two from the lesson I talked about in September 23rd, 2023. We talked about unmasking the enemy on that day. But today we're talking about facing the enemy. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So let's go to the text, shall we? We're going to do Colossians. We're going to do the first chapter, verses 16 through 17. Then we go into Isaiah, and we're going to read that for you. All right, let's read. And I forgot Ezekiel. So Colossians, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created by him, for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Ezekiel 28, verses 15 through 17. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day thou wast crafted, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitudes of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountains of God, and I will destroy thee, covering cherubim, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was filled up because of thy beauty, and thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground, and I will lay thee before kings, that thou may behold thee. And the last one, Isaiah 14, verses 13 and 14. So thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will set upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, and I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. And I want to do something just for clarification, and normally I don't do this, but I want to read these scriptures in a different translation. It is good to read the King James Version, but sometimes it's also good to look at verses in a different translation. And I want to do Colossians 1, and these are the Amplified versions. For by him all things were created in heaven and earth, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, over all things we were created and exist through him, that is, by his activity and for him. And he himself existed and is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the controlling, cohesive force of the universe. And, of course, they're talking about God. Ezekiel, the same Ezekiel, same verses I talked about. They were blameless in your ways from the day you were created. Righteousness and evil were found in you. Through the abundance of your commerce, you were initially filled with lawlessness and violence, and you sinned. Therefore, I have cast you out as a profane and unholy thing from the mountain of God. And I have destroyed you, O covering cherubim, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was proud and arrogant because of your beauty. You destroyed your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground and lay you therefore before kings, that you may look at them. And this is the last one, which is Isaiah. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven, and I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will set on a mount of assembly in the remote parts of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will make myself like the Most High. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. So today we are talking about facing the enemy. And again, this is a part two to unmasking. Of course, Last, the 23rd, if you will remember, we talked about the unmasked singer, what it meant to pull the mask off of an individual to reveal that person, who that person was. And we talked today about facing, which is it's defined to locate directly across from something, too. It's the opposite, having the front origin toward a specific direction or location. So the 23rd, we were taking down the mask. So we were talking about allowing you to see who your enemy was. And now we're talking about facing your enemy one-on-one, as if you are two opponents in a ring. Of course, we know anything about football. It's football season, and we know that they're talking about every commercial you see just about all on television is talking about football and the players, and they're facing each other. They're opposite teams. One of them want the prize, which is to go to the Super Bowl and to get that prestigious trophy. Mm-hmm. And I think for those of you in the city of Chicago, I don't keep up regularly, but I think the Bears did something. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. Teams have to face each other. So basically we talked about, we brought some scriptures on September 23rd, and we talked about Ezekiel, and certainly we've read it again. But also I gave you 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. And then I'm going to do that same chapter, but I'm going to jump down to 13 and 14. But I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted, just as Eve was deceived by cunning ways of the serpent. And jumping down to 13 and 14, those people are false apostles. They are deceitful workers who disguise themselves as apostles of Christ. But I'm not surprised. Even Satan disguised himself as an angel of light. So we was looking at unmasking Satan to realize and to show you just who this individual is. So we're in a battle, and it isn't against flesh and blood. As people of God, we have an enemy, and that enemy is Satan. But how do we experience victory if we don't know how and what we're facing? You can't fight something if you don't understand it. You know, we have a misconception, and people try to downplay Satan's popularity. And if you notice on television, you have shows like Charm. You have, and of course, this is Halloween season. And certainly people are gearing up to be in costume, and on the 31st is Halloween. And people are downplaying it as if Satan does not exist or, you know, it's okay. He's not to be taken lightly, but that's not true. Satan is not a symbolic figure or an imaginary force, but he's a real, personal, and influential individual. And certainly when those reject his existence, they contradict the teaching of the Bible. And as we see in scriptures, as we have read in scriptures, praise God, I'm not going to be before you guys that long today, praise God. But as we see in scriptures, we see that he's real. We see that Satan, now I went into depths of who Satan was on the 23rd. So if you want that link, I certainly will give you that link. But to just give you a little bit, summarize it, Satan was one of the angels. Now, if you go in the Bible and you study the Bible, you see that there were three angels in the Bible by name. Mm-hmm. There's Michael, there is Gabriel, and then there was Lucifer. Uh-huh. So when you look at the fact that God made Satan to be an angel of light, he made Satan to be a praise and to walk around the throne. And that's why when you hear that Satan was angel that was into music, he was a mastery of music, because he was assigned to the worship, he was assigned to the throne room, and he was beautiful. And he was beautiful. So, but his head got too big. You know, one of the things that we don't look at in society or in ourselves is pride. When we think that we have done it, and a lot of time God bless us, and I thank God for, and I don't know his name, he talks about God did it. You know, it's a very familiar song out there, young man singing, and somebody texts me his name. Praise God, because I know that y'all heard it. But God did it. We fail to give God the credit for the things that he's done. We fail to give God the victory and the glory for what he has done in our lives. And certainly when we do that, we're setting up pride in our hearts. And we're trying to take God's glory away. You know, Satan initially was created by God to be good. So we find that in Colossians 1:16. It underscores God's role for creating all things. And we find in the scriptures that God created everything. Everything that exists, God created it. There is nothing in terms of principalities, in terms of entities, in terms of everything that exists, God created it. So if God created it, how can we worship the creature more than the creator? And we do that. And when we worship the creator, the creation, more than the creator, then we find ourselves in idolatry. Mm-hmm. So we see that God created all things. Genesis 1:31 confirms that God deemed his creatures, including Satan, to be incredibly good. Matter of fact, it was so good that God rested on the seventh day. Come on now. Y'all can go back to Genesis and read it. However, Ezekiel 28 chapter, verses, and just read the whole chapter, describes how Satan's pride led him from a blameless state to one of wickedness and violence. Mm-hmm. How many of us have allowed pride to creep in? Well, we pat ourselves on the back and we don't acknowledge God for the things that he's done in our lives. We all need to say, Lord, forgive us, because forgive us, God, forgive us. When I get up and speak, when I do this blog, I thank God because God has allowed me to do it. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would be lost. There's nothing that I can do, and I'm talking about myself this morning, hallelujah, praise God, that I would be able to do had it not been for the Lord on my side. So Satan aspired to take God's holy position, what we read in Isaiah 14:13-14. And those aspirations was as one and following. He wanted to ascend into heaven. He was raising God, his throne, above the stars of God. He was setting up enthroning or mounting an assembly. That's why I told you last week, he took the 23rd, that he took a third of the angels with him, and he was ascending above the clouds, and he was trying to make himself as the Most High. Now, Satan is pride. He is deep in pride and ambition. He is self-focused. He is self-absorbed. I'm saying it wrong, but he's self-absorbed. Thank you, Lord. He aspires to be honored above God and all others. And we get down to enemy that we face. We talked about the first one, tempted through the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And certainly we discussed that in its formation. And it was tempting through lust and pride that are more understanding or more observant of Satan's ways. And these are the ways he attacks us. And these are some of the ways our enemy attacks us and how and what we need to do. So the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I often talked about John 10 and 10. In the teachings about the Good Samaritan or the Good Shepherd, Jesus contrasts himself with the false shepherd who were thieves. And Jesus said that thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that life more abundantly. As the ultimate thief, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Just as the thief did in to the shepherd in Jesus' metaphor. Let's consider some examples in scriptures that Satan works in these areas. He worked in John, first chapter, verses 9 through 12. John, the second chapter, verses 1 through 7, destroys people's faith and devotion to God through calamity, sickness, and suffering. How many of you can say that at some point in your life, you wanted to throw in the towel? Satan is coming to get you with calamities. Matthew 13 and 19 talks about to steal the word out of the heart, preventing people from believing and being saved. So if Satan can get the word, and see, that's what he does. He distracts you. He distracts you, and if you can't get to the word of God, to stand on the word of God, then you will throw in the towel. Matthew also, in that same chapter, goes to the 24th to the 30th verse, and then it jumps down to the 37th verse and the 42nd verse. And infiltrates and corrupted the body of Christ. And, of course, it talks about in those scriptures the parable of the wheat and the tare and how they grew together. Mm-hmm. And then we could go to Luke chapter 22 and verses 2 through 4. If you want these scriptures, saints of God, just text me and I give them to you. Incited people to betray his friend to his destruction. So when you look at it, Satan will get in your friend, stab you in the back. You think your friend is in your back, in your corner, but all of a sudden they disappoint you. Well, here's the thing. The only person that you can depend on is Christ Jesus. Your friends have good intentions, but they're not designed to take God's place. They're not designed to take God's place. And sometimes you got to take it to the Lord so that he can work it out. You know that song they used to say, Jesus will work it out if you let him? John chapter 8, 37 through 44, inspired people to kill those who spoke the truth. And we're living in a time where there is no truth. People do not speak the truth. They want to believe a lie more so than the truth. But the word talks about it. And we must come to this conclusion, y'all. Christ is on his way back. Titus chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. The word talks about destroying families through idle talk and false teaching. So we have that going on today. We can see it. We can see what's going on. We can see how Satan is infiltrating the families and making people look at the family in a different structure. Mm-hmm. Now, Satan also opposes the gospel of Christ. Another way the enemy attacks is by opposing the gospel of Christ. Satan opposes the gospel in order to stop it from strengthening and expanding God's kingdom. The gospel is the truth that sets people free from the bondage of sin and enables them to become the sons of God they were created, we were created to be. This threatens Satan's kingdom, and let's look at the examples in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Acts 14 and 2, to poisons people's mind against those who preach the gospel. Acts 14, 3 to 6, to try to harm those that preach the gospel. Have you ever noticed the opposition you may come up against when you speak the word? Or if somebody come along and you give them a word, and then all of a sudden they're attacked, that you were attacked? That's because Satan, you have damaged, you have filtrated, you have hit on Satan's kingdom. And he don't like it. But understand this, my beloved, that Satan has no authority over us, and that we live victorious. I say that this was harvest time, that we are reaping a harvest in this last 3 months. We have been talking about fighting the good fight of faith. And we shall, and we have that victory. 2 Corinthians 11, 12, and 15 talks about to deceive Christians. By misinterpreting or malingering the word, or masquerading as other fellow ministers of righteousness. We got false prophets out there. We talked about it. We talked about those false prophets that will come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not a true. Now, one of the things that you know that they're not a true prophet is because you apply the word. Don't let somebody give you a word of God and they ain't standing on the word of God. If that word lines up with the gospel, then that's the word, and that is a true individual. Even with this blog, we line it up with the word of God. If we ain't teaching and giving you the word of God, then it's not right. But we're giving you the word of God because that's what we stand on. Colossians 2, verses 8. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 17 through 18. They use false doctrine to ensnare our philosophy, our belief, to overthrow, to undermine, to weaken our faith. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 18 hinders our effects when we meet together. Why? Because there's power. There's power when we gather. There's power when we touch and agree. There's power, hallelujah, because if we, two of us, can come together, you know what the word says. Y'all text me what the word says. Reveal the mind for it. Satan tries to put a veil on your mind so you won't understand the truth. One tactic that he uses is in spiritual warfare is trying to get you to be blinded from the truth. And certainly he tries to deceive people by blinding you, by making you believe that God is not able to do things, to do what you've asked of him, by blindness of the eyes. We've got to open up our eyes, and we got to see what Satan is trying to do. He weakens us in our faith, saints of the Lord. And we've got to understand that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And some of those scriptures, praise the Lord, is Genesis 3, 1 through 6, and John 2, 1 through 7, and Ezekiel 13, 17 to 23, and Luke 4 and 3. So when you look at all those scriptures, and those scriptures focus on to test our faith. But in conclusion, and I wanted to wrap this up, because we're facing an enemy that knows who he is. We're facing an enemy that is trying to take our loved ones. We're facing an enemy that understands and recognizes that the time is not long. I ask you to pray for Israel. And you see the struggles that Israel are going through. And Revelations is clear that when he comes back, that is the area where he's coming back to, because that is the area where it started. And certainly we know that God is on his way back. And therefore, we have to recognize that the saints of the Most High God, they're leaving here. And I want to pray for anybody know Mother Verna Oliver Price. She was a dynamic singing sensation, and she went on to be with the Lord. So our seniors, our generals are leaving. And that means that we need to step up to tell and show this world that God is still in control. Satan don't run nothing. He ain't gonna run nothing, because God created him. God created us. And when Jesus died on the cross, he rose again. And then he said, look, I got a comforter I'm gonna send back. And he sent back his comforter. And that is in the form of the Spirit of God, the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Black folks say Holy Ghost, praise the Lord. And he comes on the outside when you accept the Lord as your Savior, but then we want him on the inside. We want him on the inside. We want to know that the power of the Lord reigns on the inside of us, so that we can be able to, one, to recognize the enemy, to unmask that devil, and to face that devil in the authority that God has given to us. Because the freedom and spiritual authority given to believers to receive and walk in the covenant that has been provided by Jesus Christ. The word of God and the blood of Jesus Christ brings us in right standing with God. We are the righteousness of God. Therefore, our inner weapons can win the battles. But we have got to apply the scriptures to every point of our lives. I'm going to say it again. Every aspect, every point, every entity, we have to take the Lord along with us everywhere we go. You know that's a song. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. That's for real, y'all. We have to stand on the word of God. Now, if you don't know the word, there are books, there are scriptures. I can help you. I can assist to help you get there. Because Satan is trying each and every one of us. We've got to unmask this devil. Then we've got to face this devil. And we face this devil not in our own accord. We face it with the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. You know, the old saints used to say, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Loose here, Satan. The blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. I've got a CD with Bishop Mason on it praying. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Ha, the blood of Jesus. Say that, the blood of Jesus. Say that in your homes, the blood of Jesus. Go through your home saying the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And text me and tell me your victory. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you, God, for those that are on this line today. I praise God for those that have set aside this time to listen to the word of God. I pray, God, for my co-host, God, wherever she may be. I pray, God, that you'll strengthen her in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you'll touch her body, God. And I thank God for this blog talk. I thank God for each and every listener that has been on the line this morning. I pray, God, that you're moving their lives. I pray, God, that you strengthen them in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you fix it. I pray, God, that you do it in the name of Jesus. God, you know what they have need of. And I pray by the authority as we touch and agree that you'll meet every need right now in the name of Jesus. Mm. You said ask. Well, we're asking. You said knock. We're knocking. And certainly we are seeking because we are on this blog talk and we have prepared ourselves to study the word of God. We prepared ourselves and we've studied it, God. And therefore we're standing on him. Like Mark talks about, if thou can believe all things, not some things, but all things. All things will be done. All things will be granted. Oh, Father God, because our ways, we want to please you. Said, if your ways please me, I will give you the desires of your heart. Why? Because when our ways please you, oh, we're walking up right before you. And therefore, God, I pray for each and every one on this blog on this morning as we touch and agree, as we grow strong in you, and as we pull down every stronghold that Satan tries to mount against us, because we are walking in victory. That is our promise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, I want to say thank you to everyone on this blog talk. And I want to know, saints of the Most High God, if you were able to get in. I think in 2024, we are going to have to expand blog talk, and that means the monthly expenses will be increased because the platform seems to be getting too small to accommodate everyone that's calling in. And certainly, again, those of you that got the link via text, please share that link because the world is dying. The world is under this misconception that God does not have the power to deliver them. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that as we sit here in our seats or wherever you listen to me under listening under the sound of my voice, you know that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you would not have made it. You would not have woken up this morning. So prepare. It's harvest time, and we're walking in victory. And we're excited and we're getting prepared for 2024 because we're going to do some outstanding things in 2024. God bless. See you soon. Bye-bye.